Jeff Johnson is in charge at Songstorm. It's great to have you here for a talk on The Antidote.
Thank you for having me.
Songstorm is different from the guests I usually have on this program because Songstorm isn't an artist per se. It's a production company. But I guess I should get you to explain what that means.
Well, we create music first focused on lyrics. When we get the lyrics, then we use multiple platforms to pull an arrangement together of a song and the melody, and then we have the product.
Well, Songstorm has put out a huge amount of material. The debut self-titled album released at the tail end of 2024, and then 2025 came. Acacio, Sneville, All Is Vanity, Black Tea, Open Divide, These Walls and Scars, and now you've got Back to Your Grace. All of them albums, and they bring in a total of 108 songs. So what is this? Like, you're trying to flood the market?
It's not intentionally. I'm semi-retired, and I was on my bed praying for God to give me some creative outlet. I'm not saying this comes from God, but I started, I'm like, well, let me try to write a song. So I'm sitting there writing. Then it was a book. I was going to write a book. So I went online, got this online writer's program where you write every day and it creates chapters and stuff like that. So I wrote a few chapters. Then I got sort of burnt out on that. Then I went to my bed. I'm writing music, poems and stuff like that. And then I sort of got, you know, restless with that. Then it dawned on me about producing poems using AI to help me come up with rhymes. Anyway, to make a long story short, that's how it all started.
We're here tonight to talk about the Christian end of your production, but you've also gotten into electronic, pop, country, hip-hop. I've wondered about that big range. All of these genres appeal to you.
Yeah, I mean, I generally listen to dance music and country. I don't really listen to Christian music on the radio. You know, I did watch the Dove Awards. I do know what's out there in the Christian realm. I am a Christian, of course, and a lot of the Christian music, it doesn't appeal to me. So I decided to create songs that appeal to me on Christian subject matters that are dear to my heart. So that's why I did Back to Your Grace. And each song represents something that I believe in.
Now, something you just said surprised me. Country and dance clubs. How do those two relate?
Well, you know, I live in the South. I'm in Blue Ridge, Georgia, which is right on the Tennessee line. So, you know, I like country music. I love bluegrass music. I love Alison Krauss. If you listen to Snellville, you'll hear a lot of that influence. When I did the arrangement with the different layers of musical instruments. So, yes, there's that aspect to it, too.
One song I want to bring up is You Cannot Conquer, and that's one of my favorites from Songstorm. Life is a flash, don't waste it away. Trust in the one who conquered the grave. Out of the vanity, into his light, Jesus will lift you, give you new sight. I mean, those are pretty traditional Christian lyrics, but it's musically that the song's quite different by having a world music intro, and it's danceable. You're really trying to stretch boundaries.
Well, you know, I do have a motive to that. I'm trying to be have like a little bit of an international flair. So I thought bringing in a little bit of Hinduism and the chanting and an intro was sort of cool. And I love dance. I love EDM. I went to Tomorrow World, which was the U.S. version of Tomorrowland. You know, people just don't realize how powerful Jesus is. And if they did, they wouldn't be fearful. And I just want to look at everybody and say, you're not going to conquer him. Anyway, so that was the point of the song. And you can dance to it.
Because there isn't a lot of Christian dance music.
Well, no, because, you know, they think drinking wine is sinful. A lot of them do. My preacher used to preach, I was like, that is ridiculous. Jesus turned water into wine. But I still like Charles Stanley, but that was one thing I didn't agree with him.
Okay, so why specifically do you have an interest in recording for the Christian market?
Well, because I think to reach people, you have to create things that they like. And, you know, just look at the numbers on Spotify. A lot of Christian artists aren't ranking with the billion streams. So how do you get a billion streams? How do you get people to listen to Christian music? Well, you create music they like, and then you mix in the Christian music, which is what I do. If you look at my top 10 songs on Spotify, they're not the Christian. Well, actually, I take that back. Number one, it's Christian. It's Help Me Love Them. That's really taken off in Australia. So that was my intention.
You've already mentioned about trying to find a market or people to listen. But where you've got a negative is that online, there's not much info about Songstorm. And your social media sites look like they're still sort of in the startup phase. So how are you able to get recognition for your music?
Well, I'm just now starting Instagram, and it's wanting to verify me. And I'm like, how do I verify? Well, it says I need to change the name. I'm like, well, I'm not changing the name. I guess it wants to verify the name with the ID. So I think I need to do it a different way. Like, say I'm a brand, but I'm trying to get that verification. I think I'm going about it the wrong way, but I just started that. So I did everything first, the music production. Now I'm doing all the social media, TikTok and all that.
You're playing catch up.
It's dismal. It's like 2 followers. But yeah, I'm working on that now. I'm going to put the music production on a break. I think Play MPE is like, you know, how many songs are you going to send through? And I get some radio programmers like, hang out this list. I'm like, listen, I paid for this service. I'm going to use it. Sorry. I said, just ignore it like everybody else does. That's literally only been 2 people. But I set them straight. They actually sort of apologized.
But you're saying it's been making an impact in Australia.
Oh, my songs have been playing on the radio in Australia and France in heavy rotation in Montenegro and Serbia. I mean, it's so interesting. I'll get on computer just to hear my song come on after the weekend. I'm like, holy cow, is that not amazing?
It is funny how you get listeners attached even from so far away. You know, it's crazy the number of listeners that I get in Colombia, even Yemen, China, and you're thinking, really? You're listening to The Antidote from there. It's surprising.
Exactly. I mean, I've seen, you know, Spotify for Artists tells you where everybody's listening, and I've seen Russia, Kazakhstan. You know, how about Billboard in Nashville, right near Music Row? So I am trying to make an impact. I want all those people on Music Row to know that I'm here. So that's why I bought the billboard or rented it, which is up right now.
Oh, really? You know, the curse with social media is how much time you can spend trying to put stuff out.
Exactly. I'm thinking about hiring this company in New York to do the social media. They've quoted me $15,000 a month for 3 months. And I said, no, not today.
You know, there's another EDM style track that I enjoy, Freed from the Law. It brings in a challenge when the lyrics say, yeah, we call it devotion and it's looking kind of mild. And I wonder if heaven hears us sounding like a tape, replaying old phrases we never update. You got to tell me where that came from.
That is a song I'm very passionate about, Free from the Law. That one, when I was writing the lyrics, that has to do with my disdain for people praying at the table all the time like it's a law. And then they say the same thing, like, God bless this food for the nourishment of our bodies. I'm like, do you ever change it up? You know, God is not like a, you know, he's like rolling his eyes. And they do it like a law. Well, then it makes people uncomfortable at the table. I believe in God, but, you know, I'm going to, when I thank him, it's in my mind. I'm like, thank you for the food. This is great. I love the steak. Thank you. In my mind, I don't have to express in public piously. You know, that's a personal thing. But yet they do it publicly like a bunch of Pharisees. It bothers me. And that's what that song's about.
You're preaching to the masses.
Yeah, I'm tired of that piousness. But God love them.
That's right. Show us some grace. Well, you had told me before we even started this that you're hesitant about having an interview.
Because I get hyperventilated.
But really, isn't this all part of the job, being the head of a production company?
Yeah, and I'm not going to do many more of these just because I get too nervous. Stomach's about to pop and I can't get a breath. I was canceled, but I'm like, oh, just do it, Jeff. But I'm not going to do many of these. I'm going to try to stay under the radar.
Don't worry about rushing or anything. So earlier you brought up about the key part of Songstorm's music is that it is AI. But I want to hear how you start the whole process.
You know, it's a very complicated, it's not like a prompt and you get a song. There's layers. I mean, well, the lyrics are done separately and then there's layers. I mean.
But you're writing the lyrics, correct?
The lyrics I'm doing. Now, I do get some help. I told you I try to find rhymes. I can't just spit out this stuff. I'm sure everybody uses thesaurus.
I do constantly.
And I do use AI to help me come up with some rhymes to go with the theme and the words. And so, you know, there is AI components to this, but it's not all AI.
So you've got the lyrics. And the next step is you've got to figure out what style of music you're going to want to use for it.
Yes, and that's another process. That's layering with the programs I have.
Makes it sound like it's more work than actually having a band.
No, it's not a lot of work. I mean, look how many songs I've done this year. I mean, it takes a lot of effort, but it's not just pop and here it is.
So from start to finish, how long would it take you to put a song together?
Well, that's hard to answer because if everything lined up, it can be pretty quick, but it's never like that. So, because every song's different. I mean, you know, in the early days, when I say early days, like months ago, I would come up with a song and then I would have several versions of it. So it would be the same words. You know, that's the gist of it.
But you still have to make the decision, say, is this going to have a hip-hop sound? Is it going to be country? Is it going to be electronic?
Black Tea is hip-hop. I love that album. I've tried so hard to get artists to sing this music. I was really trying to just connect with artists, real people to sing this instead of the AI voices.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to get past the managers. My intention is to get someone famous like, who did I try to contact? Nicki Minaj. I thought the Black Tea album would be perfect for her to record. I just couldn't get through to her. It's very difficult to get to these people. And I've been trying to get Chris Stapleton to Steve's Walls and Scars. I think it'd be perfect for him. But I can't get through his managers at William Morris or whatever it was.
And that's because they become inundated with all kinds of people. And some people, you know very well, they can't write.
Well, I have been told by some radio people that These Walls and Scars was the girl in, she was program manager of this big radio company. She's like, she emailed me. She's like, okay, wow, I love this song. Send me a bio. And then I'm like, oh, shoot, what do I do? I'm like, she thinks this is the singer. I just told her, I'll get back with you. Because I was like, how am I going to approach this? Then another song went out, and I guess she listened to it, and it's a different voice. So she's like, emails me and says, is this AI? And I'm not going to lie. So I told her, well, yeah, but, you know, it's a good song. It's for veterans. Why won't you play it? You just said you love this song. Then she ignores me.
Well, with you being from the States, there's one song I've got to pull up. You released a cover of an old, old song, Rule Britannia. So why would a patriotic American want to record that? Isn't your president going to want to string you up?
You know, that is a funny story. I go to London all the time. My best friend lives over there. We just sit around like, Britannia, Britannia rule the waves. We just laugh about that because it's so funny, because it's so British, like a patriotic song. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a great song to make a recording of, but just make it a danceable song. So that's what I did. Because you know what? That song is royalty free. You have to make sure it's royalty free. Anybody can record that song like they can do Jingle Bells.
That's right.
So that's what I did. So, and then I get these people in England saying, it's racist. I'm like, I didn't even think about being racist. Anybody can be a slave. So I don't know where that's coming from. Nobody wants to be a slave. The only thing is I used the wrong version. I didn't realize there was two versions. I just Googled it, got the words, which was the original poem. That's why the song's so long. The one that you hear is a shorter version written by somebody else.
Right. So, yes. It was like half a decade later that it got rewritten.
Yeah, in a shorter version. Which, bingo. That's not the words I Googled. I must have got the poem, the original, which is what I used. So.
I like to bring in a line from the Songstorm bio that says, with a focus on meaningful lyrics and innovative compositions, Songstorm aims to be a voice for the modern era. But here, I'm going to put you on the spot. Does that mean that you're saying that AI is the only way for a modern era?
Absolutely not. I mean, look at the song I Still Love by Donna Summer. That introduced the electronic music to the scene. And at the time, people thought it was blasphemous. But look, it's used every day in EDM. AI is the same thing. I can tell you right now, I would bet you that Taylor Swift is using AI to come up with rhymes. Because if she's not, she's stupid. And everybody's using it. Don't think they're not.
Well, you've already mentioned that not everyone agrees with having AI as part of the music scene.
Well, they're not for a while.
Well, there's another statement on your bio that says you're a zero-time Grammy Award winner. Now, here's something that came from the Academy, and it says, we have established a firm stance on AI-generated music. While AI can assist in the creative process, it cannot wholly replace human involvement. To be eligible for a Grammy, a song must have meaningful human authorship. So that opens up another issue. Do you think that the songs of Songstorm have meaningful human authorship?
Absolutely.
Because you wrote the lyrics.
I wrote most of the lyrics, but I had AI to help me come up with the rhymes. I have to come up with the whole outline for the song. I feel like I co-wrote it.
So when will you be getting a Grammy?
I'm not going to be getting a Grammy. The only time I will get a Grammy, and it probably won't happen now because I'm doing this interview, is if Chris Stapleton records These Walls and Scars. Then I might get a songwriter credit. This is not my bread and butter. This is just for fun. If it takes off, it takes off. If it doesn't, I don't care. It's fun. I enjoy it.
Isn't that what it's all about? And that is how it works for most artists. Very few that I meet are really making significant money from what they're doing. They're doing it because they're passionate about it. And you've got that passion.
Let me tell you, some of the songs I totally wrote, I didn't even use AI for any help. But those are the ones you'll notice that don't have that have fewer words. You know? it's fun. I mean, you know, I'm not living and breathing that. Well, I sort of am right now because it's my hobby. But I do love the music, and I think that's what it's all about. I know it's not a human singing, but these AI singers sound better than most singers in a way. I mean, in many cases, they do. I'm sorry. Deal with it, people. It's going to get better and better.
You've already mentioned that you want to try to stretch boundaries for people, but one that doesn't stretch anything at all. I'm sorry being critical, maybe, but Coins and Dust, because it fits squarely right into the CCM mold. Are you okay with that?
Yes. I have it under my country music, but it does sound Christian too, of course. Well, don't you think it sounds a little country?
Oh, it does. Now, if it sounded too country, I just don't play country.
Yeah, I think you're going to see that even more as we go along. There's a lot of EDM Christian music on Spotify now with hundreds of thousands of streams. I guess, you know, centricity and capital Christian music, the music that's coming out of those, it's good. I'm not going to say anything negative. I mean, I like that Forrest Frank guy. I mean, his rapping kind of, it's fun. My uncle posted on Facebook that song, you know, I'm thankful. Anyway, the point is, it doesn't resonate with me that much. So I'm creating Christian music that I like.
Right.
Whether they like it or not. And I'm not the only one. And guess what? There's so many now. I'm like, you think there's a flood now? You just wait. I hate what it's doing to the human element. Please don't mistake that. But why wouldn't we use the technologies that's there? I'm like, it's there. Why? What's wrong with people playing with it and creating music they like? I like my music. I listen to my music all the time. Because Centricity and Capitol Records, they're trying to appeal to the radio stations. And the radio stations is trying to appeal to them. They're kissing each other's butt. And the music is subpar. Come on now. It's not international. You're not going to gain souls in Ukraine with that kind of music. Again, a lot of it is good. I'll take that back. But it's not on trend, if you ask me, of where music is today.
Well, the thing is, I always refer to as being safe music, because it means typically it's not creative and it's not challenging. And I like something that will challenge people, either musically, lyrically, or preferably both.
Yeah, that's my You Cannot Conquer. I love that song. It speaks to me. You can dance to it. It's powerful. You cannot conquer Jesus. That's so true. In the end, he'll be the only one standing, thank God. Well, he won't be. There'll be people, remnants. But, you know, with the breath of his mouth, everything's going to be destroyed. So what's sad is a lot of Christians will be killed in the end times to read Revelation, but they'll get to live with Jesus for 1,000 years. So that'll be their reward. So, you know, I like my music, but they're not releasing music like that. But I can tell you from the radio stations in Europe and Australia that picked up on the music and is playing it because they know it's good music. American stations, they're like prudes. They're not playing it. I don't understand. I begged them. But you have played it. But most of them don't even stream it. They don't even listen to it because they only want to hear what's from the big labels. I don't know that for sure, but I think that's what's going on.
I've got a final question for you, Jeff. Out of all your Christian songs, which one do you think will be the most impactful? Or which one is your favorite?
Oh, wow. You know, I loved We Stumble, We Fall. That's got an EDM kind of sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Your Grace. I've cursed God when I've had bad times, and that song is from the heart. I guess We Cannot Conquer, because I just love the what that song's about.
I got to be honest with you. I'm still struggling with the whole idea of AI music. I'm used to seeing people doing everything. But I do wish you well with Songstorm, Jeff, and appreciate you coming for this talk.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.